producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with David, who's got a perfectly nice kid who's 21 years old, who's never really been a scholar. He was in school, and David basically has the rule. How many kids do you have, David?
Two, son and a daughter. My daughter is 19.
Okay, and she's probably a great student and very independent and yada yada.
Yes.
Inevitable. Okay, so he's got a situation where he's saying to his son, you got to be, if you want to be basically subsidized, which is living at home, you need to be in school. And you can do a combination of part-time school and part-time work, but you got to be in school in order to be subsidized. So David's son, doing exactly what you would expect a 21-year-old to do, just sort of finesse the whole thing. David found out quite inadvertently that his son was not enrolled in school. And he and David's son, let's call him Sean, so you don't have to actually out his name, that Sean said, Dad, look, I want to work on my own business, so instead of working 40 hours a week, how about if I work 32? And David said, well, okay, but you owe me $300 a month rent. So, but he's not working 32 hours, but did he pay, when's the first month he charged him $300 rent? This month?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did he come up with a rent?
No, actually, he's paying $168.
That's right, I'm sorry.
Full time, I charge him $300.
All right, so $160. Did he pay the rent?
Yes, he did.
If you had to guess that within, I don't think it should be your issue. Here's what I would say to your son. I don't want to become the time police. I'm not going to be a human time clock. So here's the deal. For the next 6 months, I'm willing to partially subsidize your rent. You go and find a place that you think you can afford. Now you're already paying $160. If I were going to charge you a serious rent, it would be $300. So you go and you write a proposal. You go and find a place, and I'll subsidize you. Because it's not going to work for him to live at home, David. It's just not going to work. And because what he's thinking is, I'm going to work at home to save money.
Right.
What you're thinking he's doing is, I'm giving him some time to find himself so he's launched into adulthood.
Right.
They're really not compatible. And especially what we know of him, that he's putting together a business, but what he really wants to do is be a rock star, which is fine. There's nothing wrong at 21 with wanting to be a rock star, but asking your father to subsidize it, especially inadvertently, is not quite kosher. So what will work better is for him.
Unless he's going to let me play the drums in the band, but that's a whole other story.
Well, you know, listen, maybe you can negotiate that. The negotiations are always possible. And who gets the leather fringe jacket is the real question.
Yeah, right.
All right, so here's the deal. What I would say to him is, and you can go and get an idea. I wouldn't do the work for him about what, on Craigslist or something, what sharing an apartment with three other greasy fellas. And for probably like around, I would guess, just picking a number out, probably for around $200 to $250, he could find some roommates someplace that on a monthly basis.
Right.
Which means at this moment, what I would do is say to him, I will subsidize you for the next 3 months at the rate of $200, $250. I mean, $200 is obviously not going to be much, but $250 means that he's paying $160, you're paying $90. After 6 months, I will subsidize half of that. So if you're, let's assume at this moment that he can find some roommates where he's contributing $250, okay? He already has to come up with the $160. You'll come up with $90. You will not give him the $90. You will send it into the, right? You know, maybe you do. Maybe just put it into his bank account, because the idea is that we're really trying to create a halfway house, literally, because the longer he stays at home, the more he's going to be tempted to basically to lie to you, because it's not costing him anything. And that, it puts you in a position where sooner or later you're probably going to have to toss him out, which is going to strange the two of you. In the meantime, he will have lied to you, which is going to make you furious with him. That if he gets away with it, you're teaching him to be sneaky. He's probably not saving his money at all. So
no, he's not.
You're putting him in a situation where he's going to fail. And not only he's going to fail, but he's going to be mad at you. And those are situations where people make really bad decisions. So let's not do that. Let's not, because we know, we can see it. We know exactly what's going to happen. So what we're going to do is we're going to get rid of that scenario, and we're going to say to him, okay, find a place, and you can do a little bit of research so you know that he's being realistic or not. I would not find the place for him. I would let him find the place. And all of us at some point lived in probably a much dingier situation than our parents had, because our parents had 20 years or 25 years to get their act together, and we're just getting our act together. And one of the things about just getting your act together is you don't have as much jingle in your jeans, so you can't afford the trips or the car or the internet, the fancy internet or the new phone or a fancy apartment that you start out sharing with a bunch of people who were in the same situation you're in. So what I would do is check around just to see, and you can check on Craigslist, or you can go on Street Easy and find out what apartments cost or whatever. I mean, just so you have an idea. Then he gets to find an apartment, and I would let him, since he's already paid this month's rent, so he's got 3 weeks, basically 3.5 weeks, to find a place, and that you will subsidize him up to a certain amount, and you don't actually have to mention the amount now, for 6 months or 3 months or whatever. After that it goes down. Let's say that you're subsidizing him to the extent of $90, okay, a month, which probably means you're still winning because you're not paying for all of his food.
Right, because, right.
Yeah, trust me on this. So that, what you're then saying is that for the next 6 months after that, I'll give you $45 a month. And then after that, at the end of the year, whatever, it goes down to nothing. So you're giving him a sunset clause. It's not going to be, Dad's not going to support him forever. And then you let him figure out what to do about being a rock star or starting his own business or working at Piggly Wiggly or whatever it is, because he's got to pay the rent. And you can negotiate with your dad. You can negotiate with most landlords that they will say,
right,
no rent, you're toast. And that's how you learn that maybe you have to practice your band on weekends, and during the week you have to get two crappy jobs to pay the rent. And that's what all of us learned. He's not going to learn it when he's at home, because he will finesse. He will just say, gee, Dad, I don't have the rent this month. And then you're going to have to end up either rolling over and playing dead, at which point, wow, won that one, because he's already 2 months ahead. He's already what were we talking about, 50, 60? So he's already $100 ahead for 2 months. So he's $200 ahead because he lied to you about school. You don't want to set that up, because either you're going to have to be the doormat, or you're going to have to toss him out with no preparation, no net. So what you can say, if you want to motivate him, because he's going to say, well, I'll get around to it, is to say to him, if by the end of the month you found a place that's within your budget more or less, I'll subsidize you. If you don't, you're still out by the end of the month, and I won't subsidize you. And he'll say, well, what am I going to do? And you say, what every other kid does. You go and sleep on your friend's couch, or you get another job, or whatever. I assume that this kid has no mental health issues that we need to look at.
No, absolutely not.
Okay, good. Because sooner or later you're going to have to do this. And if you're going to have to do it sooner or later, you might as well do it sooner, with less sturm and drang, and less aggravation, and less estrangement. Because he's going to make you the bad guy, and you're not the bad guy. But you don't want to make it easier for him to do what you don't want him to do, which is nothing.
All right. Right.
And it may motivate him to go back to school. And if he decides the school thing, what I would say is you enroll and show me your first semester's grades, and then you can come back and live at home. Don't do it otherwise, because we know what's going to happen. Let me put you on hold. If you need to talk some more about this, put you on hold, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-37569. Donna, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi there. I have a daughter, and she has some mental health issues, and I just don't really know how to help her. She's 29, and she's going to some counseling and getting some medication, but she's not doing well, and it's like she's not functioning really.
Does she live with you?
No, she helps an elderly family member and stays there.
And good.
Just a little bit for that, but not much. And
What are her mental health issues?
They have said that she is bipolar. And
how long is she, you said she's on medication. How long has she been on medication?
About 4 months, maybe.
And who is she seeing a therapist?
Yeah, she sees a therapist, and then there's I guess he's a psychiatrist that gives the money, medicine.
How often does she see the therapist?
About once a month.
Well, she probably needs to be seeing the therapist more often than that if there's some ongoing issues, and it sounds like they are. That once a month is basically maintenance, so you check somebody's blood level maybe, but that if she's only been on medication for 4 months, she should be seeing a therapist at least once a week.
We don't have any money, and so they kind of, they call it a safety net in our state where they...
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't know, he's really backed up, so I don't know.
Well, but I think that I hear, but I think saying that she needs to make the argument that says, look, it makes no sense to add a Band-Aid here. I mean, I need more help than once a month is going to do. As you know, you don't ask, you don't get. I would certainly make more of a fuss than she's making.
She's not making a fuss. I am. I have to go with her, and I have to. I'm having to do a lot of it for her. She's like, well, I'll go if you'll do this. But she's really scared of everything and very... just kind of depressed right now.
Well, I mean, she obviously needs more than a once a month kind of situation. I mean, if you're telling me that at 29 she can't go to a therapist by herself, this is a kid who needs more help. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, and I think the therapist, I don't know. I think she's like on her best foot forward when she gets there, and I don't even know if he realizes that she is doing as bad as she does, because she'll be great 1 week and then the next week she's like just bottomed out, you know. And I think
what happens, like, when she bottoms out, what does her behavior look like?
She sleeps all day and is up all night, and when I try to talk to her, she just has no patience with me at all. She just loses her temper. More with me than probably anyone else.
Well, that, to be quite honest, I'd view that as the least relevant of all the symptoms, to be quite honest, just because, you know, everybody takes it out on their mom, right? So
yeah.
I don't think I'd worry about that. The fact that she stays up all night and is anxious is probably more worrisome. And the fact that she can't go to the therapist by herself, I mean, it may be that she needs some inpatient care for right now. It may be that she may be a great candidate for example, for group therapy, which is not my favorite thing to do, but it, especially in a situation like this, but it may be an alternative. It's certainly a better alternative than no therapy at all.
Right. Okay. Or maybe I can talk to him over there and we can see what we can do.
Well, and I think she needs to be more of a partner in her own therapy, because the more you do for her, the less she's going to do for herself.
That's what her sister said.
And I mean, the whole point is that she needs to be more self-reliant, and certainly exactly as you say, you hear me all the time say, okay, you can't really, you can't do tough love. And the good news is she's not sitting, you know, she's not living in your house, which is a good thing. Because then at some point, you know, she needs to be out. And the idea being that if she's at least living someplace else, she has a little bit of privacy. And that's a good thing.
Well, the relative she's living with is that dementia.
Is what?
Has dementia and kind of follows her around in the little tiny place.
Well, that's okay. She's still more self-reliant than she'd be if she was with you.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. I guess.
Yeah, she it is. So, I mean, it's not the best of all worlds, but it could certainly be much worse. She needs, look, there are a couple of things that needs to have happen. She needs to be seen more frequently. She needs to be moving toward... I'm not sure that the diagnosis is actually right. I mean, where do we see the bipolarity? Tell me what you see as the bipolarity.
Well, she had always had ADD, and I was surprised when they said this, but they, because she got panic attacks and she can't seem to function, you know, and she, they talked to her and that's what they came up with.
Who's they?
The therapist and the psychiatrist.
Well, I mean, it certainly sounds
that names her that, you know, and the medicine did.
Well, it sounds to me she more has anxiety disorder than she has bipolarity. Bipolarity means that she's just exhilarated, and she has all this energy, and she sees up all the time, and she's having such a great time, and she's discovered the secrets of the universe on one day, and then 2 days later, for no discernible reason, she's nearly suicidal. She, you know, the world is a terrible place. Nobody loves her. No matter what she does, it doesn't work. She's sleeping all the time. That isn't what sounds like your daughter. And she's on the wrong medication.
That actually, she could fit into that.
Well, but that isn't what you told me. What you told me is that she's anxious. And, I mean, look, bipolarity means that you go from, it used to be called manic depression, which is probably a better term because it gives you the idea of what the behaviors look like. So on one hand, incredibly depressed and all the symptoms and the earmarks of depression. On the other hand, delusional, so excited, so much fun, everything is wonderful, she's in love, and I mean, and it, that doesn't sound like she has the manic component at all. It sounds like she has anxiety, but mania isn't really characterized by anxiety.
Okay.
I think we need a better diagnosis.
I wondered about the fellow that diagnosed her. I wasn't so thrilled with him.
Yeah, well, it sounds to me that I think he missed the diagnosis. And of course, if you've got, it's kind of like if you're treating somebody for a stomach upset, what they have is a headache. The headache's not going to get any better. All right. So number one, I think we need a better diagnosis. Number two, she needs to be seen on at least a weekly basis. Number three, some group therapy may help, just because it'll get her out of her shell a little bit more. All right. Put you on hold if we need to talk more. Stand hold. All right. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over a million products across almost every category, Grainger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, DanPilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there.
Alrighty, let's tell you all everything that you need to know about theater. Let me tell you the theater that I saw, because I actually saw a fair amount last week, and there's more and more coming. Yes, all of them were off-Broadway, which is not necessarily a bad thing, and as those of you who know anything about theater know, that off-Broadway refers to several issues. It refers to not only location, but it also refers to, for example, there are some off-Broadways that are actually on Broadway. So it has less to do with location and more to do with the number of seats and what the union rules are and all sorts of things like that. So, all right, so these are all four are off Broadway. Let me start, so I end up with a positive. I'll start with the one that I like the least, to be quite honest. Although two of them are in the same location, but there are a bunch of theaters there. This is on Theater Row. It's on 42nd Street. It's called Delirium's Daughters. Four suitors, $3, what's a father to do? It's set in the 18th century, 1700s. And if you love French Restoration, even though it's set in Italy, French Restoration comedy, then this may appeal to you. I find it a bit twee. For example, the people's name, as I said, three daughters, four suitors. One of the suitors' name is Sirio, like he's serious. One is Pomposo, because he's pompous. One is Timidio. Guess what his problem is. All right. So the idea being that, and Delirio would be of the book, right? If this is your, if you're just giggling yourself silly, that you're going to love, then you're going to love this. If not, perhaps pass on it. Not my thing. Second is something that is also in the same theater space. It's Abundance by Beth Henley. And Beth Henley has made a really very active career out of writing for small off-Broadway theaters and regional theaters. And has done very well in this. Abundance is a play that was written a number of years ago and has been sort of revived on Theater Row. It has a very good cast. The story is that you've got two women. This was the thing that I read to you on Monday about the fact that that mail order brides were kind of in the 1800s were their version of Match.com, where that you know will help you find love. This has two women. This was the play was first done in 1980, and which is, my goodness, 35 years ago already. It focuses on two women who meet in a train station waiting to be picked up as mail order brides, and one is kind of perky and looking for an adventure. She talks about shooting elephants, and the other is much more subdued and just wants, you know, a nice guy. So as fate would have it, the one who just wants a nice guy ends up with a very attractive... It turns out that her betrothed has actually been killed in an accident, and his younger brother comes to claim her as his own. And he is attractive, but mean. And the other woman, who is looking for adventure and just hopes that she won't find her beau repulsive, ends up with a very nice guy who's lost an eye in an accident, and for one of their Christmases together gives her a glass eye so he feels that he will be more attractive to her. So we've got certainly people who are mismatched, and makes you believe that being a woman in the Wild Frontier was not a very good idea. It was in the 1860s was not very profitable to your mental health. The story is how the couples interact and what happens to them, and it turns out a lot of this was based on factual information that one of the women actually gets kidnapped by savages, which is also a historical fact, and what happens as a result of that. I can appreciate this without really liking it very much. I mean, just... I think it's drawn in such broad strokes, it's hard to identify with any of the characters as much as a situation. It seems more a political statement than anything else. I'll give it 3 stars. Okay, moving right along. Clifford Odets, and obviously Clifford Odets is a very talented playwright who's done all sorts of incredible plays. I think he won a Pulitzer at one point. He wrote Waiting for Lefty, Golden Boy, which was revived last year, a couple of years ago. It was great. Awake and Sing. So he's written a whole lot of very, very successful and meaningful works. He did Sweet Smell of Success. said he was working on a musical version of Golden Boy. And this is a play that's a bit dated, to be quite honest. It was written in 1938, and the notes suggest that it was a time that was very similar to today. The economy was still crippled, that the Munich Pact failed to appease Hitler, Czechoslovakia fell, Kristallnacht launched the final solution against Europe's Jews, Franco was decimating Spain, and it turns out that his wife had actually filed for divorce. So he was not in a really cheery frame of mind. This is set in 1938 with a dentist who has a wife who seems to be a little bit overbearing, a colleague who owes him rent, a couple of people in the building who are either a little oily or a little... They're kind of the Greek chorus in this. And, of course, in walks... Oh, he also has a father-in-law that he likes that his wife does not like. She's estranged from her father, but Ben likes his father-in-law, who's kind of... So the three of them are kind of the Greek chorus. And, of course, then we have a pretty receptionist who comes in. And this is a very long play. It's actually done in three acts. And let's see, one, two, three, four scenes. So it's a long play, and certainly the final act, Act Three, is wonderful. Most of the first act and the second act really could have been completely either telescoped or completely forgotten, and the play would have been much better. The last act, about how you make decisions and why you make decisions and what the ramifications of the decisions are and how you can get paralyzed by inactivity, are really fascinating. The acting is uniformly good, but it was too long and could have done just as easily by seriously truncating the first couple of acts. Pick of the Week, which is just really wonderful, is John and Jen, which is a musical at the Keene Theater, which, believe it or not, is in exactly the same building. So I could have just taken up residence there. It's set from 1952 to 1990 in America. And the story is that Kate Baldwin plays a big sister to Connor Ryan, and we go through how she tries to take care of him. They have somewhat of an overbearing father. This is a two-person musical. Everything is musical. They work beautifully together. Both have wonderful voices. Connor is a 23-year-old kid who's 6 months out of school and is wonderful. He looks kind of like a scrawny Matthew McConaughey, but this is really terrific theater. Excuse me, I'm about to cough. It's the idea of a 23-year-old being this good, I suppose. The first act, it was originally done as a 90-minute show and should have stayed that way. They now do it as a 100-and-something-minute show with a 15-minute intermission. You don't need the intermission. You get the audience isn't stupid and would pick up the fact that we're talking about a different situation. In the first act, Kate is his big sister who goes away to college, and given the fact of where it's set, is you can kind of figure out what's going to happen. I'm not going to tell you, but you can kind of figure out if you give any thought to it. The second act is when Kate has a child of her own that she names the same as her brother. So it's John and Jen. It's really terrific theater. It's thought-provoking and helps us deal with what happens, what's left over from our childhood, the things that haunt us. We can inflict with the most innocent of all attempts awfulness on people that we love. I mean, it's really terrific theater. It's funny, it's affecting, it's charming, it's beautifully done, beautifully acted. This is really five-star theater. And I know you think that you're not going to like. And this is the musical for people who hate musicals. All right. So John and Jen, no question, pick of the week. 855-99 Dr. Joy. More information at drjoy.com. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach who using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. Well, you know what we haven't done for a while? That would be an email.
Very true.
Should we do one?
Let's do it.
I mean, you know, are you willing to?
I'm always.
Go. There you go. Good.
This is an email from Cheryl. Cheryl says, Dr. Joy, please help me. I'm a mother, and I'm dealing with my 24-year-old son who fell in love in high school and had a daughter with his high school sweetheart. Then the sweetheart pushed him away to move in with her boyfriend of the last 4 years. My son didn't have a girlfriend and was heartbroken during those 4 years. Then, 6 months ago, he moved out of our home to rent a house with a girl from his job. Meanwhile, He's planning to get back together with the high school sweetheart after the lease is up. Now,
a little tacky, honey. All right, keep going.
Now, this new girl is pregnant. I love my granddaughter, and I've always prayed her mother and father would get back together, and that was slowly starting to happen, and now this bombshell. I'm happy and sad at the same time. My husband is devastated. How can we give advice if asked for it?
Well, I don't think first of all, he's not going to ask you advice. But I think you can offer the advice, which is condoms. I mean, he's a walking penis. It's one thing, if they haven't been together for 4 years, I assume that the child is 4 years old. He doesn't seem to be in the marrying mood, which is neither here nor there. But, I mean, having sort of indiscriminate sex without using a condom is ridiculous. It's also really tacky to live with a woman under, obviously, they're having sex, in that I assume she's pregnant by him. So he's having sex and living with one woman, with planning at the first possible junction to get back with another woman. That's really tacky. So I think it's really important to say to him, even without, he's not going to ask your advice. What's he going to say, Mom, what should I do? I mean, what else can he do that he's going to have to support both sets of children? But suggest to him that you can't use women like Kleenexes, number one. And number two, that you use a condom. Having sex with people is one thing. Having children that are not planned for, and he has no, you haven't mentioned whether he has a job. I mean, obviously, he has enough money to rent a house, but this is an irresponsible kid, and I think it's time to... I'm not sure why your husband is heartbroken. I think the two of you need to sit your son down and say, we didn't raise you to treat women this way, or to treat sex this way, or to treat children this way. I mean, he's really irresponsible, and I would offer that, even though he's not going to be happy to hear you say it. But obviously, somewhere along the line, he had the idea, or wasn't disabused of the notion, that he should be able to go around and impregnate anybody he wants under any circumstances and any time, and not deal with the consequences of it. You haven't mentioned whether he's a good father to his existing daughter, whether he pays child support, whether he sees her. I mean, this is a mess. This is a sloppy kid, and you guys were the one who raised him, so I think it's appropriate. He's not going to ask your advice, but sitting him down and saying, we love you, but what are you doing here? How can you be this irresponsible that you're bringing another child into the world with a woman that apparently you have no long-term interest in? You're living with one woman while wanting to get back with another woman. I mean, this is not how nice human beings act. And I think I would offer that to him, whether he asks your opinion or not, because he's not going to ask your opinion. He's not going to be happy to hear you say it. But somebody should have said it to him years ago. And what I would do is take a bunch of condoms with me when we have this little sit-down and come to the mountaintop meeting, because this is just ridiculous. I mean, it's just really a terrible way to treat somebody. 855-99-DR-JOY. Listen, folks, you know, we're very used to talking with our daughters about birth control because, women are the ones who get pregnant. But the days of men being able to walk away from these situations have come and gone, and they never should have been there. I mean, the idea of a guy saying, well, whose is it? You know, it's not mine, have come and gone. DNA is a real phenomenon, and it's not inexpensive, but it's no longer prohibitively expensive. So getting a DNA test is not particularly difficult anymore. Men are not going to be able to walk away from this. They never should have been able to. And decent human beings don't do this. And I'm not even suggesting that everybody go around being celibate, because that's, among other things, unrealistic. But if you're not prepared to stay with a partner, you're not prepared to take care of a child for the rest of their life, the rest of your life certainly, then use protection. And don't assume that she's going to use it. Get yourself some condoms and use them every time, and not the idea of, and if you dare say to me, it's like taking a shower with your raincoat on or like kissing your sister, I will just absolutely make all of your toenails ingrow. You're not going to ever be able to get away with that. take some responsibility. You're talking about human lives. You're not talking about something frivolous or something disposable. You're talking about real situations with real people. And this is not an okay way for human beings to act. And it has to come from the parents to begin with. We need to give our children the information and the morality. They may adopt different stances and they may decide to do different things. But certainly being sexually responsible means that we don't impregnate somebody unless both parties think that that's a good idea, that we essentially don't do it until both parties are committed to one another, that we don't give other people sexually transmitted diseases. I mean, if he's going around obviously not wearing a condom, God knows what else he's sharing with his partners or what they're sharing with him. I mean, this is just not acceptable behavior. So to be upset about this, I think you guys are upset for the wrong thing, the wrong reasons, in that your son is acting like a jerk. And that I think it's one of the, he's not going to say, Mom, do you think this is okay? Or what do you think I should do? So I think it's important to say, I'm your mother, and you're not going to be very happy with what I'm going to tell you, but this is an issue. And you need, here's some condoms. You need to use them every time, that you don't stay with one woman while you're preparing to get with another one, that this is not a subway car or a video that you rent. This is another human being, and you don't have sex with people without using some protection, and you don't impregnate somebody unless both of you are committed to each other and wanting to have a child. This is really an awful way to behave. Not only is it awful and immoral, but it's expensive. He's 24 years old. He's got at least two children to support. He very likely may have two households to support. I have no idea what kind of job he has or what kind of prospects he has or whether or not he's graduated high school or has any career possibilities. But in his personal life, this is just really an unacceptable way to behave. And you need to tell him that. And you need to tell him that face-to-face, because if you tell him on the phone, he's going to hang up on you. And you can certainly, I would certainly not make it any less adamant than I'm making it. You can probably code it with a little bit more, I love you, and I've always been proud of you, or whatever you want to say. But the message needs to get across that this is not okay. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.